Chapter 6. Gathering Materials. Gathering material for a speech is like gathering information for any other project. Many resources are available to you if you take advantage of them. How do you get material for your speeches? There are several ways. You can interview people with specialized knowledge on a given topic. You can do research on the internet or in the library. Sometimes you can use yourself as a resource. Whenever you have personal experience or more than average knowledge about a subject, let's turn first to the resource of your own experience.
Using your own knowledge and experience.
Everybody is an expert on something, whether it is video games, childcare, or backpacking. We often speak best about subjects with which we are familiar. This is why teachers encourage students to capitalize on their own knowledge and experience in developing speech topics. When you choose a topic from your own experience, you may be tempted to depersonalize it by relying solely on facts and figures from books. Such outside information is almost always necessary, but supplementing it with the personal touch can really bring your speeches to life. One student, afflicted with diabetes, chose to explain how a person can live with the disease on a daily basis. He cited statistics on the incidence of diabetes in the United States, identified symptoms of the disease, and related how it is treated. Along the way, he illustrated his points by talking about his personal experiences. Here is part of what he said. Being a diabetic presents a challenge one cannot afford to lose. On a personal note, I have tried not to let my diabetes affect my lifestyle. Last year, I spent 9 months traveling in Central and South America. The trip was very memorable, but I had one particularly frightening experience that quickly makes you realize just how vulnerable a diabetic is. On the fifth day of a 2-week excursion down the Amazon River in Brazil, our canoe tipped, dumping everything into the river. Although I recovered my pack, part of its contents, including my insulin, were swallowed up by the river. Without insulin, I could not eat any food, for if I did, my blood sugar level would become too high, and I could eventually go into convulsions, slip into a coma, and die. We returned back up the Amazon and traveled 3 days until we reached the first village and I could radio for more medicine. I was hot and hungry, but alive. This speech has color and emotion. By drawing on his own experience, the speaker conveyed his point much more meaningfully than he could have in any other way. Even if your life stories are not that dramatic, you can still put them to work for you. After all, you are the one who was there. You did, saw, felt, heard, whatever it is you are speaking about. By thinking over your past experiences, gathering material from yourself, you can find many supporting details for your speeches.